there. Welcome back. I'm Karen Hall, your host of the Hero Within podcast. I'm passionate about sharing inspiring true stories of unsung heroes who've overcome some of life's most challenging adversities. Come along with me and learn how you too can find hope and healing to return to love. Ashley Terry wondered what purpose she had as she lay in her hospital bed, away from home, alone in the dark, unable to walk, talk, eat, and care for herself after her debilitating stroke. Have you ever wondered what your purpose is? This generation seems to ask that question more than any other. Songs and poems and entire books have been written about it. It is the age-old question, why am I here? We might think it is to pay bills, to make other people happy, even to just survive, which are all good things, but these aren't the real reasons we are here. We all have a greater purpose, and understanding our purpose can transform our lives. This yearning inside ourselves to find our purpose can cause a restless feeling. Sometimes it feels like we are blindfolded, seeking for the path home, while stumbling, falling in potholes, tangled in thorns, tripping and falling and landing in mud. We get up again, and this inner drive propels us forward and keeps us searching. The key to discovering our purpose is self-reflection. Ask yourself questions such as, what makes me light up? Or what am I passionate about? Sometimes people will tell you, they'll say, you know, you really light up when you talk about that thing. But you know, it's okay if it takes some time for the answers to come. It's perfectly normal to feel lost at first. Once you start exploring these questions, try writing down your thoughts in a journal or notebook. This will help clarify your ideas and spur on further reflection. As you look back over time, you'll notice patterns in what brings fulfillment in life. It kind of reminds me of Hansel and Gretel following a breadcrumb trail full of nuggets of gold. But just like the breadcrumbs that may not be visible because the birds may have eaten them or the rain may have washed them away, the gold nuggets may not always be laying in plain sight. You may have to dig deeper to unearth the gold, or pan for it in running streams, or brave the elements searching for it. One way to find clarity on why you're here is to ponder your thoughts and pay attention to your desires. This may seem obvious in something you like to do and want to do, but you may also think about it in a surprising way that provides some hidden clues. Do you ever feel envious or jealous when you see someone doing something? I know I have. This jealous feeling may let you know that you have a hidden gift in this area, but fear may be holding you back from nurturing this gift. Well, this was the case for me. I was terrified of public speaking when I was a girl. My voice quaked and I turned bright red, and I was barely audible when a squeak came out. You may think I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. My mom encouraged me and sometimes pushed me to get me outside my comfort zone. She encouraged me to overcome my fears and enroll in drama class in high school. And then she encouraged me to campaign for leadership positions in student council. To my utter shock, I won. With each success, I tried more things, and I became vice president. I founded and led clubs and became the high school newspaper editor. My confidence grew with each step. However, I was still afraid of speaking in front of groups. I never was the star of the senior play. I wish I could speak with confidence like others. So when I went to college, my mom encouraged me to take a public speaking class, which scared me to death. But I did it, and I overcame my fears, and to my utter surprise, I found out that I loved public speaking. And then I found another clue. I envied my professors, and I had this yearning that led me to later become an instructor at the university. And I have since spoken professionally at many conferences. I uncovered and nurtured a gold nugget in my God-given gift that I came to Earth with, but that I didn't even know I had. And now, here I am sharing my voice with the world. Who'd have thunk? It's such a surprise, and I'm sure anybody that knows me from years past would be really surprised to hear me now. Simon Sinek, author of Know Your Why, said, "Very few people know why they do what they do. By why, I mean, what's your purpose? What's your cause? What's your belief? Why do you exist? Why do you get out of bed in the morning?" And so, thinking about you, why do you get up? Why do you keep going? You know, it's okay to wonder. Ashley Terry wondered. She wondered what she could do, incapacitated after her debilitating stroke, when even breathing became a struggle. Many times in those situations when we face incredible obstacles, we wonder what is our purpose. It can be a journey, but finding our purpose begins with a single step. And I encourage you to take baby steps in the area you are attracted to, outside of your comfort zone. Keep taking these steps even when you stumble and struggle, until eventually those baby steps become giant leaps towards finding yourself and understanding why you are here on this earth. And when we do find ourselves, when we are aligned with our why, we feel peace. It suddenly feels like all the struggle has been worth it. Like we've been braving the frigid winter blizzard to make it home, where it is warm and welcoming, with a cozy fire burning and loved ones greeting us with a tender embrace. Soon the struggle of fighting the blizzard dims in our memory, and it was worth every ounce of energy and effort to get home. Home. You are now at home with yourself, inside yourself. The blindfold has been removed, and you can see. Now you know. You see things you didn't see before about you, about your divine gifts, about how all your past experiences have shaped you to help you become who you are. And now you know how God, the universe, your higher power, whatever name you use, can use you, all of you, in fulfilling your divine purpose. Finding my why and seeing my path has brought me so much joy. When I am blessed with opportunities and enabled by God to fulfill my divine purpose here on earth, that is such a miracle. In Act 4, Scene 6 of King Lear, he says, "Thy life's a miracle." Although life is a struggle, just getting by and surviving is still cause for celebration. And fulfilling our divine purpose is yet another amazing miracle to celebrate. So keep searching until you find yourself and create a home for yourself within yourself. Come home to who you were created to be. This reminds me of one of my favorite songs about being home. I love the song Home by Philip Phillips. In the lyrics, it says, "Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. Because I'm going to make this place your home. Settle down. It'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons. They fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. Because I'm going to make this place your home." I'm wishing you lots of love on your own hero's journey. And next week, we will hear about Karen Wilson's story, in which she discovers her journey to forgiveness. Before I leave, here are some recent reviews I'd like to share. R. Allen Reck said, "Karen has a way of sharing personal insights while listening intently to the valuable stories of her guests. Karen has shown through example how to multiply compassion both on and off the podcast." Thank you, Karen. Will and Jack wrote, "Incredible. I love hearing these inspiring stories about change, self-awareness, and coming to realize the timing of the Lord. You're so wonderful, Karen. I'm so grateful for this source of light in my life twice a week." Senor Guapo wrote, Very comforting and motivating. Loved it. Another person wrote, "Thank you for your messages. They're so touching. Today, I was listening to a Christian music station, and I heard a song that I've listened to for years, but this time I heard the words differently. It was Casting Crowns, The Voice of Reason, and the verse, 'I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth,' came on. It was like a nudge or a whisper that I need to seek God, and I realized how separate I am from God. Just like that, when it happened before, I've just dismissed it, but now I am listening. I was listening to your reflections and was relating to being the beggar and waiting and waiting. I feel hopeful for the very first time in a long time." Before I go, I'd like to give a shout out to my friend Rain Elizabeth Stickney, the host of the podcast Every Moment is Sacred. One thing you'll immediately notice about Rain is her calming voice that is so relaxing. Rain is a spiritual counselor and meditation teacher in private practice who has been offering her services of presence and healing. Rain holds a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in East-West psychology. Connect with Rain at rainelizabeth.org and enjoy her podcast. See you next time. Thank you so much for being here and listening to today's show. I know life is busy. I appreciate you and value the time we spend together. If you enjoyed this message, please subscribe, leave a review, and include any questions you have for our guest. I'll read your review and mention you by name in my Thursday episode. See the show notes to get the link to join our Facebook group, email list, and to listen and watch our episode on YouTube. Wishing you lots of love in your own hero's journey.